And getting the Phase 3 ball rolling this time on Culture File, comedian and writer Maurice Gohan is asking a question that, it turns out, is important when it comes to pandemics as well as dental cavities. Is it safe? Is it safe?
Everything is back open. It's so odd to walk down the street and have to sidestep swarms of other people, swinging their pennies bag in the air. It's disconcerting. It feels like there should have been a ribbon cutting, an Olympic opening ceremony, something monumental. But instead, we've just woken up and gone back to our old lives without any big fuss. We're like laboratory rats. The scientists closed the cage, and we just accepted our smaller pen, running around in tiny circles for 3 months. And now they've opened the latch again, and we're all running around our bigger cages once more, almost as if nothing ever happened. Social distancing feels as archaic as women not being allowed to vote. Face masks and hand sanitizer are already becoming artifacts. People are spitting on the street again. People should never be spitting on the streets, but especially not when there's still a deadly virus dying to get another go at our society. Sure, evolution is based on adaption, but are we doomed if we just forget? I don't know. I don't remember. We do seem to learn as much from catastrophes as lab rats learn from experiments. Nothing at all. I read a book years ago by David Rice called The Pompeii Syndrome. And the Pompeii Syndrome is an idea that people on the edge of their own extinction refuse to believe it because the very idea is unthinkable. So they walk around like they did on the streets of Pompeii, ignoring all the signs of impending doom until volcanic ash freezes them all forever. Are we on the edge of our own extinction? The idea does seem laughable. But so does a lot of things until they happen. And by then it would be too late, we'd all be gone. Extinction isn't just for the dodo, even though for most of my child life I believed that to be true. Isn't it weird that the dodo was the poster child for extinction in primary school? Surely there was something more interesting than a big bird who couldn't fly. We barely touched on dinosaurs. No doubt the dodo special interest groups have their claws in our educational system. It was a wild lesson, though, as a child, the case of the dodo. He was there, now he isn't. A real eye-opening account of life's futility. I always believed he was extinct because he couldn't fly. He was culpable to his own demise. But I've Googled it now, and apparently the dodo is extinct because greedy Dutch sailors ate them all. They died at the hands of others. The dodos were murdered. We need a lot of animals to stay alive because everything is tied into each other somehow. I'm not a biologist, so let's not get into the nitty-gritty, but I did see an ad about frogs. If they become extinct, spiders will take over our houses. But if humans become extinct, will anybody suffer? The spiders definitely won't. They'll divvy up the houses with the frogs, coexisting together in mansions in Fox Rock, laughing as they nibble on gone-off brie. Our existence doesn't benefit anyone else. So none of the other mammals and animals and fish and insects in our ecosystem have our back. They'd be delighted to see us go. So really, we only have each other. So maybe, just an idea, a wild, crazy, out there idea, but maybe we should put back the cloth around our mouths and dust off the bottles of sanitizer. Step away, I repeat, step away from the pennies queue. Otherwise, in a few thousand years, we'll have baby frogs doing collages about the human. A big, dumb mammal who couldn't fly, who became extinct because we forgot what 2 meters meant.
Maurice Gohan there, contemplating human extinction, as you do.